Sometimes you find yourself at a dead end. Things don't always work out the way we expect, and there comes time in our lives when it's best to pick up the pieces and go. This is the position that I found myself in the weeks leading up to my chance encounter in the woods. Everyone has their escape, the place you can go and feel like you're doing exactly what you want to do. For me, this has always been the woods and mountains. So when the world came crashing down for me, it was the one place I wanted to run to. Fortunately, I had the means and available free time to take a week for myself and try to figure some things out. So I packed up my small trailer camper, hooked it to my pickup, and wasted no time in leaving. I wanted to get far enough away that I wouldn't encounter anybody I know, so I decided on a park in Montana that I hadn't seen before. My plan was to get up into the woods and explore for a secluded area to set up camp. I ended up getting there around 3 p.m. and was tired from the drive. I looked around but didn't find anything fitting my taste. So with that, I decided to try the designated camping area for the night and resume my search the next day. I pulled into the campsite, which was surprisingly less crowded than I expected. I can't stand public camping lots usually. The whole point for me is to not hear some other guy blasting music from his camper 10 yards away. But this one didn't seem too bad, so I paid the office and found my spot. I pulled in next to what seemed like a small group of larger trailers that were commingling. Annoyed that I couldn't get one of the clearly open spots that were less crowded, I began to set up. Seeing as it was just for the night, I didn't bother with much, and before long, found myself just sitting with a beer in front of a small fire I'd made in the tiny designated fire spot. These are also really annoying. So, as I sat there listening to the commotion of the group nearby, I was thinking that I would probably call it early that night. I was about ready to turn in when I suddenly hear somebody walking towards my camp from the direction of all the noise. I turned to see a girl. She had short, light auburn hair that made for an adorable pixie cut. She was petite, with ivory pale skin that stood out starkly in the fading light of the evening. From the distance we were at, I could make out faint freckles on her cheeks. She couldn't have been more than 5'2", and was wearing tight blue jeans, with a form-fitting green sweater. Expecting her to divert away from me, I was very surprised when she walked up within the light of the fire and said, "Hi, my name is Sam. Saw you were over here on your own, and I figured I could offer you a burger. We have a ton of food over there if you want to come by." I looked at her, thinking how I'd like to talk to her, but maybe not the whole party at the moment. I said, "No thanks, I was actually just about to call it in for the night." Surprised, she gave me a small pout. "Aw, come on. I'm on break from college and here with my parents and all their friends. I need someone to talk to that isn't 40 or older." I looked at her with a slight smile and said, "If you want to talk, there's cold beer in the cooler there. As long as you're old enough to partake, you're welcome to grab one and join me here for a bit." She thought for a moment, never looking away from me, and then said, "Only if you come have some food with us and stop being such a mopey looking type over here." Slightly taken aback, I retorted, "Maybe some people have a reason to be mopey." She smirked. "Yeah? I suppose that's true. But surely you have plenty of reasons to be happy. That's why you came here, right?" I definitely did not expect this girl to persist this far, and found myself wanting to get to know her much better. The boldness of her and her unflinching kindness towards some rude stranger definitely had me intrigued. I said, "All right, lead the way. Beats what I had planned for dinner." I accompanied Sam to the convoy of trailers next door. She introduced me to her parents and their friends, who all gave me somewhat odd looks, but seemed too busy in their libations to really care. I stood there awkwardly a moment as Sam went to grab us some plates. When she got back, she directed me to an open camping chair and took the next one to herself. As we ate, she started telling me about herself. She was going to school to be a nurse and had just finished her third year. And she told me about how she loved camping and being in the woods, and it was her escape from the pressures of life. I sat there, mostly in silence, except for the odd affirmation. As I listened, I found myself liking her more and more. After we'd finished eating, I reminded her of the beers waiting for us. It seemed that no one noticed us walking off between the music and sounds of the group. We get back to my camp. I grab a beer for each of us and sit on the cooler. "Only got one chair. It's all yours." She smirked at me. "Oh my, What a gentleman. I laughed, saying, well, it seemed better than offering you a log. She looked at me quizzically. You know, that's the first smile I've seen across your face. She blushed slightly. It's nice. Letting my guard down a bit, I said, well, maybe I just needed the right company. We sat and watched the fire in silence for a time. She looked over at me after a while. Why are you out here all alone? You don't seem to me as someone who prefers isolation. I chuckled. And what makes you say that? Well, you seemed utterly miserable until I came over here and started talking to you. I gave her a long stare. So what made you decide to come talk to some miserable, lonely stranger? She shrugged. Seemed like you could use it. And despite your best efforts, you aren't half bad company. After some time, it was growing late. Well, I think I need to get back to my camp before my parents assume I'm missing. We both stood up and found ourselves suddenly face to face. To my shock, she drew in close to me. She put her hand on my hip, and before I could react, gave me a soft and tender kiss, lingering just long enough to leave me aching for more. She broke the kiss, and without missing a beat, said, "Will I see you tomorrow?" I told her about my plans to find a more secluded spot. "Oh, well, that sucks. I was hoping you'd be around. We're here for a couple more days, and I was hoping we could explore some together. My parents get dull pretty quickly. Well, anyways, good night." With that, she made her way slowly out of the light of the fire and back to her camp. Laying in my camper, I was hopeless in trying to sleep. My mind was racing with the thought of that kiss, with the thought of this beautiful take-charge girl I knew was sleeping only yards away. I was definitely reconsidering my plans to leave in the morning, but felt trepidation. This was distracting me from the entire reason I'd come here. So I laid there for what seemed like forever, my mind more of a turmoil than it had ever been. Suddenly, I hear an ever so soft knock on my camper door. My heart races because I know it could only be one person. I open the door to find Sam standing below me in some ridiculously cute pajamas. Or maybe she just made them that way. "Sam? What are you doing here?" I whispered. "I was cold and couldn't sleep, so I figured I'd come try one more time to convince you to stay tomorrow. Now can I come in? It's actually freezing out here." I let her in. "Won't your parents notice you left?" She gave me an annoyed look. "They're both drunk and asleep, so I doubt it. But if you really don't want me here, I can go." In a surge of desire, I wrapped her in my arms. I found she was trembling. "Jesus, you really are shivering." "Yeah, asshole, it's cold." She gives me a look up into my eyes, and I see her beautiful smile light up her face. I took her lips into mine in a long, drawn-out kiss. Her tongue slipped between my lips, and as she drew away, she ever so slightly bit my lip. We got under my covers and embraced. Slowly but surely, her shivering subsided. "Wow, you're really warm. Everyone should bring you along camping." With a teasing smile, she slowly worked her hands down my chest, rubbing it sensually as she went. As her hands reached my cock, I felt it begin to grow very quickly. Without a second thought, her head disappeared under the covers, and I felt a warm, wet sensation envelop my entire shaft. "Holy shit," I gasped. I'd never had a blowjob even half so satisfying. "Jesus, you're taking the whole fucking shaft down." I could feel her tongue working my cock like an ice cream cone as her head pushed down and back up with an intense pace. The intensity of this sudden blowjob was so much that I was ready to blow my load right in her mouth. I grabbed her chin and pulled her warm little mouth off my cock with a satisfying pop. "What, is it too much for you?" Sitting up and tossing her on her back, I said, "I don't want us concluding things that quickly. I want a good long taste of that pussy." She eagerly pulled her pajama bottoms down and said with a wide smile, "Well, this is nice. Guys don't often ask to give me oral." I chuckled. "Maybe you need to stop going out with loser college bros then." With that, I bent down to find her delicious pink slit waiting for me in anticipation. I wasted no time pressing my tongue into her clit with gently increasing pressure. "Holy shit," she gasped. I began flicking it with my tongue as I slowly glided two fingers into her with ease. "Fuck, baby, you're so wet for me." With a delicious moan, she said, "You have no idea. I've been wet for you since I spotted you." I built up the pace slowly over time to the rhythm of her hips rocking against my hand. Her adorable little clit was swollen with pleasure from my tongue's attention. I felt her begin to tighten and saw her clutch the sheets. Fuck. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yes. Her body let out one final shudder and she writhed lithely underneath me. That cock still hard? You know it, baby. With that, she shoved me away. Get on your back. Let me ride you. I wasted no time laying back as she straddled me. Looking up into her cute little freckles and soft green eyes, I watched as she began lowering down, pushing my cock devilishly slow into her inviting little pussy. As she reached the bottom, she gasped. Shit. You definitely aren't small. Oh, fuck. Yeah, your cock is perfect, baby. In nothing but her sweater and socks, she began bouncing her shapely pale ass up and down my solid rod. I grabbed her ass firmly with both hands and matched her rhythm with my own hips. Her eyes closed and her mouth opened as she moaned softly. Suddenly, she pressed her hands into my chest while bouncing her ass even more intensely. I felt like I was about to be drained of every fluid in my body. Without breaking pace, she pulled her sweater over her head and revealed two amazing, perky little breasts with a teal piercing in the left nipple. Her light freckles also made an appearance around her shoulder. I pulled her tight against me, pressing her chest to mine and our lips locked. With her against me, I took more control and began thrusting up into her vigorously. At this point, the trailer is rocking completely in time with us. Tell me when you're close, she said, between our lips embrace. I was relentless. I let everything I had building up inside of me come forward, and I absolutely fucked this girl silly. She was moaning incessantly now in the most satisfying way. I suddenly felt the build of pressure that means no going back. I said, oh fuck, baby, I'm going to finish. In one quick motion, she hopped off my cock and slid down to take me in her mouth. She began that desperately intense sucking as I gave into wave after wave of my orgasm. I felt my cock pulsing as I unloaded every last drop I had into her wet little mouth, and she swallowed it all with a smile. Well, that was even more fun than I expected, she said with a shy giggle. Think you'll still leave tomorrow? And that's how I ended up staying at a noisy camper park for 3 more days.